Hello, and welcome to What's Brewing, CISFA? What's Brewing, CISFA is a podcast produced for the California Community Colleges Student Financial Aid Administrators Association. I'm your host, Dennis Schrader. I serve as the 2020-2021 CISFA president.
And I'm Dana Yarbrough, Dennis's fellow employee at Los Angeles Mission College.
What's Brewing CISFA hopes to inform and entertain you 15 minutes at a time.
Or is it 30 minutes?
Well, we're just going to have to wait and see how things go today.
So let's start the show.
And welcome to another episode of What's Brewing CISFA. Let's start the show with our first cup. Dana, I assume you've poured yourself a cup of something this morning.
Oh, man. So this morning, I'm going to be having my cold brew. So I used some, last night, some Café du Monde, some New Orleans style coffee. Yeah. A good friend of mine, she suggested it to me and suggested that I do a cold brew rather than, brew it regularly.
That seems to be very, especially during these hotter days. I have a couple friends that have really switched over to a variety of cold brew from a variety of sources, not just the one era, that everyone thinks about. It seems like to be a much more, what would you say, refreshing way to start the day.
Absolutely. So I think what I'll do maybe after the show, maybe actually make a frap. So blend it with some ice. Yes. And then what we like to do is, meaning me and my group of friends, we like to use like condensed milk and, I don't know if I should tell you this.
Okay. That's okay.
Of course I like to do it after, work, spike it with a little Kahlua, just a little bit.
No. I have a feeling some of our CISFA people out there might do the same thing, and I hope they are holding off on the Kahlua until after hours.
Of course. This is a good, clean podcast.
That's right.
I'm a good worker, boss. Of course.
After hours, of course. But, whatever helps make your coffee better.
But it does, one or two caps.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing too crazy. But it's Kahlua, so it does give it a nice taste.
Oh, sure. I'm sure others have put other delectable items into their coffee like that,
Yes.
I wonder if just thinking off the top of my head for a late night coffee where you're obviously at home and we're all working from home and we haven't left the house. I wonder if rum would work well.
Ooh.
Just because it's on that side of the alcoholic beverages out there for those who partake, that it might work well with a cold brew. I have to think about that.
Since you said it, Dennis,
yes.
I'm going to have to try it.
I would say, just find yourself your standard type of rum. There's so many good ones out there and just see what happens.
Yeah. Okay, then.
Okay. I throw that at you as an idea. So Dana,
I like this idea.
Let's get rolling on this morning's show. As you said in our little intro, we're going to try to do a 30-minute show in prep for future episodes where we hope to fill with an interview with somebody. So, excuse me. This episode is being recorded the morning of Tuesday, August 18th. This will be our start of the week episode. But we're going to keep it a little looser today just because, if anything, we're lucky that this is our second show with Dana as co-host. I'm going to keep it loose. I'm going to do some news, and Dana's going to do some news at the end, to kick off this week. And that's kind of what I'd like to see, going forward, Dana, is that, we do some newsy things that we get from our variety of resources and newsletters and emails so that our CISFA people are well-informed of the big topics going around.
Awesome. Okay.
But other than that, for this first cup, seeing that you've poured yourself your cold brew and all, let's talk a little bit more about you, Dana, and financial aid and your life and whatever else we can think about. I know last week we talked about, you know, how you started as this tiny little student worker at LA Mission College, rose up through the ranks, got your degrees. And what was that? What were your degrees in? I forgot to ask you about that. What was your bachelor's degree in and your master's in?
Okay, so for undergrad, it was communication studies. Okay. Just a little background about that. So, you know, I mentioned that I was a student at Mission.
Yes.
But for a very long time, I was undecided.
Mm-hmm.
And I spoke to a wonderful counselor. She's now retired, of course.
Okay.
But she suggested, again, because I didn't have a clue.
Yes.
I was trying to find a nice way to say it, but
like so many of our students at the community colleges, though, right?
I'm just gonna keep it real.
That's fine.
I didn't have a clue. So, but anyways, but you know, being a student worker in the office and, you know, meeting people and then having the counselor that I had, her name was Joanne Felter Kink.
Okay.
Yes. Uh-huh. And so Miss Joanne, you know, she gave me a little bit of direction, and ultimately by the time I graduated from Mission, she helped me figure out, okay, communication studies.
Okay.
Because I just like you, Dennis, I had thought about, oh, maybe I can go into some type of radio or film, you know, go that way, you know, explore that industry. So I transferred out to CSUN, and then, you know, I had no idea that when studying communication studies, it's more theory based,
okay,
how we communicate. Yes. So I didn't get the radio or the film part of it, which is okay, though, because actually I learned a lot. I learned a lot about our behavior as human beings. And again, the importance of how we communicate, you know, and how to get your message through.
You're right. And that is really important. That's kind of one of the things I've tried to focus on in myself. And also as I've tried to think about going forward every time we get new student workers in the office or new staff, because one of the things, it's not that I want to push them into it, but I do want to see if they can do presentations, you know, because I think presentation skills are so useful if you build those up. And so just like you're saying with your communication studies, it's the same idea. If you build those skills up, they play out in so many aspects of life, whether it's just you're here on our podcast, or, you know, think of yesterday. Yesterday we did a registration day town hall for our college, LA Mission College. Mm-hmm. And we had to do a session 4 times, you know, repeated about financial aid. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I was doing the Zoom and you were checking the chat session so we can have some Q&A along the way. So I would say, Dana, from how that went and also seeing how you do great presentations, and knowing that you've taught some classes for the college, I would say your communication degree has certainly paid off.
Yes, I have to agree with you on that. And I'm not just saying that to, you know, pat myself on the back or anything. It's just, you know, you just never know where life will lead you.
True.
You know, I had one idea of what my future was going to look like. And then it turns out to be something else, and that's okay, you know?
Well, look, you know, sometimes you find out, you know, Denzel Washington's married, and you just got to think of a different path in life, and you don't want to break up that beautiful household. I get you.
Of course. Yeah, so I end up, you know, majoring in communication studies at CSUN. And I graduated CSUN, and I think I mentioned in the last show, it took me quite some time to find gainful employment. What happened is I actually ended up getting rehired at Mission, but under a, I don't know, Dennis, it's a specially funded program.
Okay.
It was a nursing and health program. And the individual that hired me was Sherry Loper, one of our counselors.
One of our counselors at the college.
Yes. And so it was offsite at a high school. And basically what I was, as I help her coordinate this program, you know, kids who are interested in pursuing careers in the health industry, you know, we'd take them on hospital tours and do workshops with them and all kind of other things just to keep their mind, you know, on pursuing
keep them focused, right?
Yeah,
keep them focused, you know? On, especially in a field like that where you've got a lot of science and STEM, yeah. You know, it's all that STEM stuff now.
Yes, it is. Absolutely. So working with her and these young kids, you know, it brought me back, you know, to how I grew up and to where I was when I was their age. And so watching her and watching those kids, it inspired me to go back and pursue the master's degree in college counseling and student development. And that was at Azusa Pacific.
Azusa Pacific, yes, out here. You got it. Near one of our sister community colleges, Citrus College.
Yes, Man, that college is on that level.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
yeah. Actually, while I was pursuing my master's degree at Azusa, I actually worked there.
Oh, wow.
For a little bit. Nice. Yes, Yeah, the campus is amazing.
Beautiful amazing. Campus, right up against the mountains.
Yes. And all their programs that they offer is, like I said, for lack of a better word, it's amazing.
Yeah. Well, you know, look, we have 116 community colleges in California now. You know, I believe that includes CalBright, which is the all online one, too. And we're, you know, before that, we were at 115, but this summer they added one up in Madera College, which is part of another district that has just continued to expand. So, you know, so we have some great campuses out there. And that's something that we'll, you know, continue to talk about on this show in future episodes. But right now, Dana, I think we're going to cut you before we talk any more about your master's degree, because I want to do a deep dive into that and find out how that has spurred you on to all your wonderful work you do for me at LA Mission College and beyond that. But we're going to take a short music interlude here, and we're going to head into our first ever Second Cup.
And welcome to our first official Second Cup segment on the What's Brewing CISFA show.
So, Dana, even if you haven't finished your second cup, it's time for our second cup. I know sometimes those cold brews especially take a little longer to drink.
Yes, bold. They do.
It's bold.
They do.
It's funny, I say the word bold only because I was somewhere with a friend and, again, social distancing properly, and we saw a ginger ale bold in the can. And so we bought them and tried them, and it's like, so what do you think of it? I'm like, oh, it tastes like ginger ale. And the other guy goes, but maybe a little bolder? And that's all we could think about. I mean... Yeah, I can't tell you how much difference there really was.
Wow.
Ginger ale, I thought was just ginger ale, and here we had bold. Who knew?
Yeah, that's funny. So, no, yeah, with the cold brew, though, you know, after you brew it, you're supposed to dilute it.
Mm-hmm.
Because, yes, like you said, more bolder, you know, stronger. Yes.
Yeah, otherwise, yeah, you'll be knocking yourself on your butt every day. Yeah, and not getting off to the warm start that you want to.
No. Well, I mean, I guess, you know, it'll kickstart you, but then you'll crash at the end of the day.
Exactly. You do have to be very careful about that. So while we're in our second cup here, we'll try not to knock anybody out if we can.
No.
But today, I think what we'll do is we're going to start off with a little bit of financial aid news. and maybe our first topic, we'll talk a little bit about fall semester at our schools, and at least at our school, LA Mission and LA Community College District, and what I assume is going on across the state when I do talk to our counterparts. Enrollment and getting ready for the fall. It sounds like to me, you know, enrollments are going to be down a little bit. You know, and I don't know if you've talked, I've got a lot of friends who are looking to send their kids, you know, because of my age group, they have kids just about ready to go off to college. And a lot of them were, you know, accepted at four-year schools. I'm thinking a friend had one going to LMU out here. Another friend had a kid going to LMU in Chicago, USC, UC Irvine, Chapman University, UC Davis for graduate school, all first years. And at least half of those, I'm thinking, at least two or three of them now, they're going to be going to community colleges instead. Especially when you're talking, you know, private school costs. And
absolutely,
you know, and you know, like I think of LMU Chicago, you know, part of that experience, just like LMU here would be, is, you know, living on campus, being part of the campus community, you know, being able to connect with other students and connect with your professors on a more regular basis. You'd say there's definitely some value to that, I assume, right? I assume when you did your master's and your grad and your undergrad, you were on campus a lot more, right?
Absolutely. And, you know, originally when I was looking to transfer after my time at Mission, I had actually wanted to go directly to Azusa Pacific because of what you're saying, because I wanted that on-campus experience, you know, that college life, right?
Exactly.
Yes. And, but unfortunately, due to the finances, couldn't afford that.
Yeah, and that's understandable. So now it goes beyond just finances. And now, you know, I think this is going to be, and this is why I'm hoping our enrollments will start to pick up a little bit. We'll start to realize that we do have kids who are, instead of doing a gap year and doing nothing, right, or in this case, it's a little hard to travel where you might go, oh, I'm going to go to Europe or Australia or Africa or somewhere else for a year or part of a year. I'm hoping that we'll see those students decide, hey, we have a great opportunity to go to a community college and pick up some units at a lower cost. We're going to be doing them online anyways. And right, and then be ready to transfer. And again, you know, I think of all the great staff we have in our transfer centers, in our transfer center in particular. We have Tashini working with the students.
And she's amazing.
Absolutely. And, you know, helping keeping those students on target so that it's not a case that they get bogged down and stuck with us. Instead, we're going to help them push them along to their next, you know, thing that they do.
Absolutely. And it's like you're saying, it's, you know, why lose a year when, like, you're, again, like you're saying, at least knock out those, you know, your classes.
Yes, your math, your humanities, your general eds, you know, I mean, there's so many things that you can get out of the way. Sometimes a little bit of major prep, you know, depending upon how well prepared you were coming out of high school, right?
Absolutely. Maybe it's even an opportunity to take some classes you never thought you would take, you know, that you may have been interested in, but thought, you know what, I can't really, you know, afford it, or it's not really in my plan, but maybe, you know, it's an opportunity.
Exactly. I mean, you know, I think we, our school and a number of them across the state, we have culinary arts, multimedia, these programs that maybe you take a couple classes, see if that's an area that, again, don't think so linearly, but think
absolutely,
that, you know, you could be expanding your base. Yes, I'm going to get a business degree, but knowing multimedia might be useful, you know, so at some point if I have to edit video or learn, you know, get the intricacies of this Zoom podcast world thing down pat, you know, you'll have an extra skill.
Yes, And I like that. I like that, yes, you can expand, you know, like you're saying, don't be linear, but expand it, you know, think outside the box.
Exactly.
Know? I mean, like you're saying,
You know, and it's something that, you know, we probably wouldn't tell all of our students because if you do, they could just fly away and get stuck with us and have 150 units and never leave us. We don't want that either, but
with boundaries, do it with boundaries.
Yes.
Yes.
And work with your, and as we would say, work with your counselor.
Work with your counselor. Yes.
So that you at least
have a plan. Still have a plan.
Oh goodness. Yes. Financially will allow you to go beyond just the minimum requirements, but we do want students to also be sensible about that. If they're using financial aid, not to use it
absolutely.
All
up. Oh yes. Please be mindful.
Yeah. Now, that leads me into, you know, guess one of our topics here is we're going to talk about news. You know, it's always good to know. And, you know, I think of one program that, you know, is always a little confusing to myself, but that's Cal Grants. And we have some news for that, don't we, about Cal Grant stuff?
Yes, we do. CSAC released a special alert labeled GSA 2020-29, and it was released August 17th. Regarding Cal Grant regional training webinars. College financial aid staff can sign up for live webinars and or access recorded videos, PowerPoints, supplemental videos, and resources for the Cal Grant regional trainings at their webpage. You can check our show notes, excuse me, guys, for a link to the special alert. Live webinars start Tuesday, August 25th.
Yeah, so starting next week, and I looked at that memo myself, and they're breaking it down into like three different subsections so you can do different parts on different days. And again, if you can't make it, you'll still be able to get to much of the material later on their website. You know, one of the things that I was looking at myself, you know, you talked about the CSAC stuff. I noticed that our NASFA president, and NASFA is our National Association of Student Financial Aid Administrators. President Justin Drager there wrote a nice little piece at medium.com. You know, it's one of these sites you can put up like op-ed pieces and thought pieces. And we'll put a link in our show note to it. And it's entitled Finding Motivation in Tough Times. And it really was. It's a nice piece. He breaks it down. It's part inspirational. It's a little reflective on our times. But it's really, you know, taking it from a financial aid professional's viewpoint of where we are, because I don't know about you, Dana, right now, but when I read the article, it hit close to home in the sense of so many of us we're burning ourselves out. You know, we work weird hours, we work weird times. Mm-hmm. You know, we're just doing a variety of things that are really just taking every last bit of us and really trying to find, again, as I said, you know, he's that motivation, you know, why do we do what we do? You know, and so I don't want to spoil the article for anybody. I just think it's kind of interesting. Nice think piece, not too long. And again, we'll have the link in our show notes for that.
Okay.
And then, you know, we're into our last minute here of our second cup. I wanted to bring out, you know, what in my mind sometimes, I'm not going to say is the most exciting read, but maybe it is. I found that our federal student aid people recently posted the 2021-2022 expected family contribution formula guide.
Oh, that's riveting, Dennis. Riveting. Oh,
it really is. You know, it's
wow.
It's only 30 pages long, but you know, it's one of those things.
My goodness.
It's, hey, you know, how many conferences have we gone to? And either somewhere along the line, you're at a session, and sometimes at our FSA conferences,
yes.
And you're like, you should do a hand calc. Everyone should do a hand calc. And what does that mean? A hand calculation, right? You'd go to the EFC formula. You'd find the right pages because there's a different formula for dependent students from those who are independent. Or I think the third one is independent with dependents. Oh, yeah. You know, we joke about it. But, you know, it's not a bad idea to look at the guide just so you have an idea of how that EFC comes about, right?
I'm still stuck on the fact that it's paper. I didn't even know people were still using paper.
Well, this is a PDF. I will say I downloaded it, but they used to print it, and I used to every once in a while use it when a student was like, I don't understand how my EFC came about. And I'd say, well, here's a little guide. You can download it yourself. Boss. I know. It's one of those
I'm just
things.
Joking with you. But, yes, yes. And matter of fact, I believe at FSA a few years ago in Atlanta. This was one of the sessions. Yes.
Oh, good. Okay.
How to do the hand calc.
Yeah. It's, you know, and again, it really does help you understand, because, you know, it's, otherwise it gets out there that it's, oh, it's a half of your income, or it's a third of your income, or whatever. Or if you have too many assets, you'll really understand how the formula works as far as assets. Or sometimes, you know, one of the questions or things that I throw out there when I present to parents is, you know, the age of the older parent influences the EFC. And now you'll see in the formula how that works. And in a sense, the idea, the concept is, the older your parents are, when we're talking about a dependent student, the more likely they may have savings outside of retirement accounts that normally don't go on to FAFSA. And thus, the FAFSA formula will allow those assets to be higher with having less influence on the EFC.
Okay.
Just one of those handy little tidbits nobody wanted to know about, right? So, Dana, here, let's take another short musical interlude so that we can prep ourselves for our last sip segment. And Dana, we are back for our last sip segment.
It's so good.
I hope that was a good sip that you got in there too, of your cold brew. I'm having just my morning, I had earlier my morning breakfast blend in my tiny little, I think it's like a 2-cup coffee maker, 2 or 3 cups. It's tiny.
Okay.
I didn't need a full one because I come from parents who would drink coffee all day long, so I don't think I have that in me. I guess don't think I have that in me to, and I mean, we're talking more than one coffee pot's worth of coffee.
Oh, wow. Yeah, oh, wow.
Exactly.
Oh, man.
Exactly. You know, but here, what we're doing on our show, at least, you know, we're on to our last sip, and I want to celebrate the fact that we do have Dana joining us here, and from here until the end of the show series, I'm aiming for like 1,000 episodes. How's that sound? Maybe Woo! Less. Oh, okay. Well, we may move on to other more creative things at some point. And I was going to offer. Yeah.
No, I was going to say I'm down. But if we're going to 1,000, Dennis, we got to get some sponsorships.
I understand. Okay, we might have to do that CISA After Dark show then. We'll tell you more about that later on a future Brewing CISFA. Now, Dana, I would ask you if you want to do an I Dare You to Listen segment, or do you, what are you thinking?
You know what, Dennis? It's so special. Mm-hmm. I'm going to save it for Friday.
Okay, no problem. I understand completely. In that case, yeah. I'll throw, I'm going to do a I Dare You to Listen segment here. As you know, this is going to be where I'm going to dare you to read, dare you to watch, dare you to binge watch, or dare you to listen. And Dana's got hers too, so we're going to do these every once in a while. I'm going to throw out a podcast there that I dare you to listen to, and it's called You Made It Weird with comedian Pete Holmes. And Pete Holmes, you know, a younger guy, has just this really funny podcast. He interviews a variety of musicians, actors, actresses, a variety of people from different industries. And as a comedian, he brings a real funny approach to it. But the part of the You Made It Weird is that he's kind of come along in his religious thought as far as spirituality. And as he says, he's like Jesus-centered or Jesus-focused. I forgot the exact terms he's used. And so the You Made It Weird refers to his normal last 5 to 6 questions, maybe 10 minutes of his show, are weird questions to his guest, his interviewee. And it's stuff like, you know, do you believe in ghosts? Do you have a spiritual thoughts? Do you think, do you know what happens to us, you know, in an afterlife? And so I guess throw that out there as a podcast. If you look for it, You Made It Weird, it's out there. Try to find it. But Dana, I think we're just about out of time today. I'm sure we'll have some new picks for our end of the week. I can't wait to hear what yours is. I'm sure it'll be good.
I can't wait to tell you guys.
And, you know, on top of that, hopefully we'll have a special guest on our next episode.
Ooh, exciting.
That's what I'm saying.
Yes.
So I want to thank our co-host Dana for joining us today on What's Brewing, CISFA. And thank you, our audience, for tuning in.
Remember to check out the CISFA website at cccsfaaa.org. You will find our Twitter handle on our homepage, so please follow us on Twitter.
For this and all WBC, or What's Brewing CISFA podcast, find our feed through Google Podcasts at podcast.google.com and search for CISFA. For those using Apple devices, search for CISFA on the Apple Podcasts app. And you can always find our episodes at wbcisfa.podbean.com. That's wbcccsfaaa.podbean.com. And that's the words pod and bean is one word.
What's Brewing, CISFA, is a production of Studio 1051, a creative collaboration of Dennis Schrader and myself.
That's right. This has been episode number 12, recorded the morning of Tuesday, August 18th, 2020. Have a great day.
And have a great week.